Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. I got a lot to say, but I'm going to introduce my co-host first. Scarlett, how you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I accomplished a lot today.
Yeah, we kind of find a kind of interesting week this past week, and a bunch of things going on. You know, yesterday was January 6th, and we call it the Fake Insurrection Day. We call it, and dementia Hitler, as the hashtag is, was added again. For those that don't know who Dementia Hitler is, that's Biden, and they call him Dementia Hitler on the hashtag. That was trending number one for the last 2 days. He came out and did his, at Valley Forge of all places, trying to imitate George Washington, and he has no idea what George Washington is all about. In fact, there is a lot of people in the Senate, the Democrats, that don't even know the difference between the democracy and the constitutional republic. Senator Sheehan said actually turned things around, and we all, you know, she. If you don't know civics, if you don't know. What really happened, and the words, because this is a very famous line, and if you don't know, you shouldn't be in Congress, you shouldn't be in the Senate, you shouldn't be anything in this country. And Senator Sheehan's turn, when a woman asked Ben Franklin what type of government we are, what have we formed. And he said a constitutional republic, if we could keep it, she turned around and said, she said it's a democracy if we could keep it. No. There is a difference. For all you idiots out there and stupid people, and we're going to use Trump line, stupid people out there, and that's a lot of people on all over, a democracy means that the American people has a voice by vote, right? And states like who have the most population could actually control the country, and that would be New York and California and Texas and Florida and a couple of areas, and all the other states in the country have no voice, and the founding fathers knew it. When they developed this country and made a constitutional republic, it gave it to the states. It gave it the checks and balances to make sure that everyone has a say in it, and not and prevent a strong centralized government by doing that with checks and balances.
That's why we have electorials.
That's why you have the Electoral College, exactly.
Right.
And the left, the Democrats especially, the communists want to get rid of that because they can't literally dictate control the issue until they get rid of the Electoral College.
You can't get rid of the Constitution.
And today Nancy Pelosi, I think it was Day of the Union TV show, literally said that Lily went against the Constitution. You know, and it's really crazy stuff with Pelosi. And it's amazing. It really is amazing for what she did.
You have to open up the Constitution, and you have to, in order to do that, you have to get like 37 states to do it in order to open up the Constitution. There's no way you'll ever get that.
I know. In fact, this is what she said. This was George Stephanopoulos was stunned after Nancy Pelosi suggested that the states can overrule Constitution and ban Trump from presidential ballot. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested that the states can overrule the U.S. Constitution and ban Trump. They cannot. And she feared like she was out of her mind and drunk and under the... Look.
That's a traitor. You know,
even George Stephanopoulos said that you can't do that, and we stunned by it. Nancy Pelosi, just like the other riffraff and the Biden and all that, these are communists, these are socialists, these are sick individuals, and they think the American people are stupid. They're a desperate mode because they know that Trump is going to, you know, no presidential candidate has ever won all 50 states. The closest that came to that was Reagan, 149. There is predictions coming down right now from various sources, including CNN, who predict that Trump not only going to defeat Biden, but he could win all 50 states. And that's coming from the left of seeing that, and they're desperate move. They cannot.
Listen to me. They're going to do something so despicable. You'll see.
We just arrested a bunch of people around there close to Pelosi and others that's out there. You asked the question why Obama's so quiet, because he arrested his ass and a lot of stuff, his associates in that. He knows that George Soros, his money man, is near death. His son is being taken into custody, and we're going to eliminate the cancer called socialism, which in other words, and you know, I hope everybody watched and start reading Savage Nation, Mike Savage's book about DEI and the CRTs and stuff like that. It's really called socialism. It's called communism. The biggest killer in the world's history is socialism and communism. They kill more people than ever before, and that's what that is. And it's a big thing there. And the other thing is that's been breaking over the last few hours is human trafficking. There was mass arrest in Canada on human trafficking, Including Trudeau. I heard that Trudeau maybe has been indicted on being taken care of on human trafficking for children and a bunch of others. And a lot of this stuff is coming off of the Epstein list and stuff. It has a lot of Democrats, I think it was Shifty Shift was involved with the Epstein and Epstein Island more than 70 times.
You know? Yeah.
And we have a video of Eric Swalwell nude in some kind of swimming pool near, also in over at the island, over the Epstein Islands.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff going on over there. But it's really amazing. Yeah, it's just crazy stuff. And you got Sound of Freedom. And that's important. That's continue to go. That's a big thing.
And what's Congress doing? Congress is back tomorrow, right?
They're back on the 8th. It's tomorrow, yes. I know on the 10th and 11th is Marcus impeachment. On the 11th is Hunter Biden's arrest and Joe Biden's arrest on the impeachment. And the border security stuff is this week too.
Kamala's
already been taken care of, and she's in the process of finding ways to get out of it. But all the stuff in the next few days and weeks is going to be. You guys see a whole different thing.
How is she trying to get out of it?
I think she's trying to find a plea deal so she don't go to Gitmo and be part of the tribunal stuff. So she's working something out behind the scenes.
He's going to be the vice president?
No. The Democratic Party, as we know, is being taken care of. Look, this is a guy in Valley Forge that literally caught more than 200 million Americans terrorists, extremists, and stuff. He was bragging about arresting all these people, and there is no insurrection on there. And then the other breaking news is, don't forget, Traditional Watch filed a $30 million+ a civil suit against the U.S. government, Pelosi and others on. Because of J6 and the death of Ashley Babbitt.
They murdered her. They cold-bloodedly murdered her. She
right.
Nothing,
and they're working.
And that cop said, well, she had a backpack. How did he know she had a backpack? I didn't see any backpack on her. I'll tell you why. She's a conservative. She was a woman, she was white, and she was wearing a MAGA hat.
Yep. Exactly. And
that cop was exonerated. No, he did no wrongdoing. And he got a promotion. Do you believe that shit? You were saying?
I'm going to tell you. Okay. I'm debating a woman who's a communist, sounds like a communist socialist, claims to hide behind the Constitution, so no Republicans to handle. She's a left-wing dingbat. She's upset because we believe that if you commit treason, you should go to Gitmo and go through a tribunal or a trial in Gitmo and with all the other terrorists and go from there. Now she's claiming we don't believe in the Constitution. Oh, we believe in the Constitution. We believe that people that want to destroy the Constitution should be considered a traitor and be treasonous and go on trial for that.
Benedict
right.
Arnold.
Right.
Although he did get away and escape, it's there. That's treason. They took an oath, they signed, they swore, and they fucked this country. And who are you debating that with? Here in our room?
No, and no, that's in X. Anyway, both New York football teams won. The Giants defeat the Eagles 27-10. The Jets defeat the Patriots 17-3.
But I didn't go for them. So because I think someone told
the Seahawks
me
and the Seahawks won.
Did they? By how much?
21-20.
That's not good. I didn't get the
points. Well, they still got time. I think they're going for a 2-point thing to make. I'm not sure how it's set up. Then you might have won 23-20. But anyway, Raiders won.
Who?
The Raiders won.
I gotta go look here. Let me go identify with my team. Where are you?
The Chiefs are losing 12-10, and the Rams are beating the 49ers 21-20.
And as I look, I love working on this phone. Can multitask. I do. I can open up many and do the show, and this is great. Let's see. Where am I? Go into my book. Okay. And determination here. It's 20 San Francisco to the Rams, 21, and it's a 3.5-point spread, and I don't have, and there's 34 seconds left. Then Vegas is beating Denver. So I got that 2.5-point spread. Kansas City Chiefs are losing to the Chargers. And 1:42 left, and I have 1.5-point spread. And Dallas, I won the Dallas game.
Hey.
You know? Yeah, I won a game. Oh, shit. I lost Chicago. I lost to the Eagles.
Hey, Green Bay clinched the playoff spot by winning.
So I have 4 wins and 7 losses.
Yeah, well, see, what's unique is that there were some upsets, and a lot of people, the Jacksonville Jaguars lost, and by losing, they ended up, they were eliminated. They couldn't get to the playoffs, and they had a chance to be in the playoffs, and they blew it.
I'm having a rough last game. Kansas City Chiefs needs to score. 54 seconds. The nerve. I win Vegas.
Yeah, and they can't blame in Taylor Swift because she's not there. She's at the Golden Globes.
I don't like Taylor Swift. I think she's a flake.
She is a flake.
Okay. I don't even like her music. It's terrible. There's no rhyme or reason. It's goofy. But you know who's playing at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater tonight? I'll tell you. Edwin McCain is opening up for Styx tonight here in Florida. And the show just started 18 minutes ago. Sold out. So, I will be seeing them in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's it.
Yep.
July 19th at the I Think Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. And they are playing with John Waite and Foreigner. Be a nice concert. Great concert. And open door and airy and everything. And, you know, it'll be in July, humid city. Okay, I'm going 46 seconds left in Seattle.
Yeah.
33 seconds left in the 49ers. Vegas has 1:34. And 54 seconds with... Who Kansas City's winning? Except they need another. It's only 1 point. They need another half for the points spread. It's a very vicious.
Mm-hmm.
They really can seeing you pretty bad. So what's Jack Smith doing to go after Trump again? He's got a new set of bullshit going after him. That man is an evil fucker. I would never want to get into shit with him. Because, you know, I want to just destroy him. So what's he doing to Trump?
Nothing. He can't do anything to Trump.
Why short on Yahoo today? Big headline. Jack Smith has something new against Donnie.
Yeah, they can make up everything under the sun. They're so desperate right now. Trump is winning in every poll in all 50 states. He's getting more and more popular. The more
we have an open. Okay, that's all grandstand. But there are other things that are in play right now in this country. We have open borders. We've got stunks coming in, very bad people, okay? And your eyes and ears aren't everywhere, okay? So they are going to do something evil. They always do. Look what they did to the high school just to try to change the conversation, having a shootout with a transgender. Right.
Okay. What happened was as soon as they found out that the shooter was transgender, they took it off the air because it goes against every single, because transgenderism is a mental illness, and they know
it. Obama sent it.
Doesn't matter. It failed. The only one that was killed was the transgender and the sixth grader. And the mother's suing Obama, and the parents are suing Obama for it, for trillions of dollars.
I mean, Michelle / Michael Obama, because, you know.
Yeah. So, we already know who's behind it, and they're now using the power of the purse to go after him.
Look at a child who said there was two genders in school, and they just ripped his hole out. There's something wrong with these people.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong. I think we need to shut down education in this country and rebuild it differently.
I agree.
Okay? Because this shit, in my mind, can't continue. I say fucking do homeschool so you can't have these critters near you. Rewrite the curriculum and make it healthier. You know? Study from home. Go do sports. Go do something. And we can't do that because they got the fucking enigmas in that shit. Okay? It's maddening to think that these people are just such horrors and unhappy. They're unhappy. Their lives are nothing. They're only about power and greed. And those are things. And who's into things? I'm not into things. I'm into being happy and go lucky and living and feeling good. Not any of those people, can you?
No.
Because they don't. They are nothing. They are nothing. I am unimpressed by that shit. Okay? Yeah, it's nice to have money to create revenue and build yourself a financial portfolio. Not knocking it. You don't have to steal it and lie and cheat and fraud and con and just be lack of integrity, lack of honesty, lack of anything that you were raised, unless they weren't raised that way, because you know what? It could be more generations falling back. You know, I told you Rona McDaniel wasn't going to leave. She is not going to leave the RNC.
She's already gone. She already stepped down. She's already gone. And that's it. She's a figurehead, and that's it. She's nobody's usually talking to her or doing anything. She's already gone. They already announced that Scott Press is the new chair of the RNC, effective immediately.
I haven't seen that yet.
You'll see that tomorrow or the next day. But that's it. It's what we already been working closely with Pressler and other organizations to rebuild the RNC.
To arrest these scumbags when we have the information. They come after us. Why can't we go after them? You got the
We are going after them. We are going after them. We got organizations like Judicial Watch.
In Michigan or Hochul or Bragg.
We actually did a lot of good things behind the scenes. We got rid of the poisonous people in Michigan in the last few days.
Gretchen Whitmer is
a non-entity now. We're talking about the Republican Party in Michigan changed. We got rid of a lot of bad people there. Let me finish. All of Ron McDaniel's people in Michigan are gone. Same thing in almost every state now. We're almost finished with that. She is nothing but a piece of garbage and a figurehead, and all of her people and everything have been kicked out already. And we already took over the RNC. We're getting the newsletters out and everything else, and she's done. It's this coup that we took place in the last few days, and she's gone. And that's
what
what's happening
the
there.
What about here in Florida? What about Richard DiNapoli?
Michelle Merrill is still there. Richard O'Loughlin is being taken care of. Michelle Merrill is still there, but they'll both be gone in the next few weeks.
Who took over
Breck? I'm not sure because I know they reorganized, and we're working on that. But we're working on different things out there and on there, and with Sutton and a bunch of others. So working to get rid of, we're trying to bring back what we had before the destruction by the Napoli so we're working on doing that behind the scenes. Beverly Pham and a couple others are doing good. We're getting rid of, we're identifying all the DEIs and CRT people and getting rid of them. We're stepping up on school board meetings and stuff like that, and we've been posting it and working on it and actually getting some.
Parents are allowed?
Parents are allowed to speak. And we're there in droves.
What's a chunky governor up to?
He gives a shit. He's about 8 days away. He's 8 days away from declaring that he's no longer involved in the presidency. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, he'll be totally kicked out of the state of Florida because there's a movement to recall him or to impeach him. And we got enough votes to do that.
Okay.
He made a terrible mistake. He should stay in Florida, finish up his term, kept his promises like he should have done, and worked his way through, and then run in 2028, he would have had a better shot. Instead, he listened to the deep state and some other garbage.
He uses people.
Right, and everybody knows it, and now his popularity went straight down. He's going to lose to Trump in his own state by 40 or 50 points. So that's about it.
He's a fair-weather friend. He is a liar,
exactly.
A cheat, and a fraud.
That's it. And same thing with Nikki Haley's the same thing.
And so is his wife.
Yeah, and Nikki Haley's the same way. And Nikki Haley made a lot of mistakes,
but that doesn't
mean anything. Whatever gap she closed in New Hampshire, she lost it all with her statements. Trump is up by 30 points in New Hampshire, and Trump's up by 40 or 50 points in Iowa. And I think he's up by 40 points in South Carolina, which is her own state. It's all, like Dick Moss says, all intents and purposes is over. It's Trump versus Biden, but nobody really thinks Biden's going to be the candidate. They think Gavin Newsom's going to be the
Well, they have to do that at the convention.
But either way, but he, because right now Biden sounds like Hitler, literally. Everything that he accused
If those people were smart at that convention, they would concede then and not put person on the ballot.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to give it to Gavin Newsom.
California
and you got
has
Bobby
too many problems.
Kennedy. And you got Bobby Kennedy that's a thorn
They didn't give him Secret Service protection when he deserves it.
No. Nope. Because he wants him to die. They want him to be like his brothers because they're fucked up.
So let's play Martina with Brian.
Yay!
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Independence Day, we need one because what's going on around the country and stuff. Apparently there's some kind of budget agreement that was announced a little while ago I've retreated the House essentially $1.6 trillion budget, a stopgap or budget. That's not really a stopgap. It's actually to the end of the year of 2024 to keep the government running throughout the whole year. It really, it's early details.
That's too
much money. Details is, I know Marjorie Taylor Greene just said she's voting no on it, and I think a lot of people are going to be voting no on it. It's not going to work. It has, we need, I know why he did what
we
he did.
We need it to go down to $2 billion. It needs to go down. And that's it.
Right. There's a slight budget cut, but it's not enough. We need a budget, a rebalanced budget amendment. But besides that, we need something that's going
to
go to secure our borders. I'd rather see the government shut down than to give Biden ability to do things.
They need to give up their salaries. They need to give up their salaries and their perks. They really do.
Right now, Biden is a communist, and he is a communist, wants to go after not just Trump and the opposition, because he used to lead in Kennedy, but he wants to go after through the legal system, every one of his supporters. He literally threatened in his speech at Folly Watch and his people to go after everyone.
Look what the Attorney General doing, going after, circumventing the Supreme Court and going after Texas because of the
that's
border.
Number one. Number two, yes.
He violated the Supreme Court.
He's doing a lot
to come after all of us. He wants to wipe us off the map. This is genocide. This is Agenda 21. This is Obama. Totally. Okay? They want us gone. They want us poor, dead, and gone. Right? This is like what they did to the Jews. Right?
And they're still doing it.
And they're doing that. And, you know, they're certainly coming after us. We're white. We're Jewish. We're conservative. We're constitutional. We're infidels. We're out smoking. We have a radio show and a podcast. Oh, they love us.
Yeah, we're in 130 countries.
Mad. I'm not shutting up. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready for Red Dawn. I'm ready. Bring it on, little boys. We're ready.
And here's a message from all of us.
Turn.
breaking story that just broke in the last day or so is the fact that the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, didn't tell the President or the Secretary of State or his deputy that he'd been hospitalized until 3 days after it happened. There were two possibilities. Either America's top military official is grossly incompetent, or he's just a figurehead who was never in charge at all. So which is it?
I think he is. I think he hid it. I think he's a pussy.
Imagine being President Trump's shoes for a moment on J6 as she got word that the Capitol is getting swamped. You were considered a near lock to be a two-term president in February of 2020. You delivered one of the best economies ever seen for 3 years before the China unleashed his lab-grown virus on the planet. You warned states repeatedly of the dangers of mass mail-in voting, but Democrats forced the measures through as well anyways. You watched an election officials cave to COVID fear-mongering to relax election integrity measures, violate election laws and state constitutions. You witnessed 51 intelligence officials conclude with big tech to censor a bombshell story about a laptop that directly implicates Joe Biden and the Biden crime syndicate. You campaigned tirelessly to sold out arenas crisscrossing the country with historic enthusiasm. Your opponent is in a two-time failed candidate disqualified for plagiarism who barely survived the primary and then barely left his basement during the campaign. You win 74,222,958 votes, more than any other presidential candidate has ever won. You learned that somehow 159,633,396 people voted, the largest turnout in U.S. history, breaking the previous record by 20 million votes.
The first time
more than 140 million people voted and the highest percentage turnout in 120 years. You somehow lose by 42,000 votes in three states among a host of irregularities, Dropbox scandal, controversies and desperate winning practice practically
every
county and state.
And all the courts were in on the fix.
Yeah, let me finish. You think back and remember they spied on your campaign, invented the fake Russian hoax, impeached you, and constantly smeared and lied about you in the media. You remember that anarchists and race hustlers unleashed months of riots and chaos in the possible domestic color revolution. You remember that you offered National Guard troops on J6, but the offer was denied by Nancy Pelosi and Merrill Bowser, which is the mayor of D.C. You remember that you said just hours before to peacefully and patriotically march. You remember everything you've given up in your previous life to be heated, attacked, and vilified by the D.C. snakes, insiders, and elites. Your own VP just fist-pumped Nancy Pelosi inside the Capitol. You realize the entire D.C. cabal has conspired and plotted to hand the White House to a puppet they could control. Is it any wonder why Trump might have been a little upset on J6? He wasn't responsible for what happened, despite what the media says. It was 4 years of lying, cheating, and betrayal by those who wanted to get Trump at all costs. Nevertheless, he gathered himself and released a video telling people to go home and act the legitimate J6 committee tried to criminalize. Then they impeached him again. Despite all of it, he decided to come back to retake the White House and finish what he started, a decision that provoked Biden's DOJ to indict him multiple times for 700 years in federal prison. Who else could withstand what Donald Trump has endured?
Nobody. It's a principle. You don't understand. There's a principle factor here. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything wrong. And he don't back down. They underestimated their opponent. We don't back down. okay? We take the hit, right?
Uh-huh.
So what's the deal with them with ballots? How will they not be able to pile on them? What are we doing to the ballots that they can't do?
There's no more drop boxes. Everywhere there's a drop box, we're taking them down and we're arresting the people that put it there. We are preventing them.
Okay, they already got the ballots done. So how are you going to undermine?
We are counting the ballots. We are counting the ballots. We have designated designs on the ballots that they can't be duplicated. Anything goes that against
the
that will be watermarks. And anyone that go and if it's any violation there, we will be arresting the Secretary of State or anyone else that's come that is for counting it. Plus, the candidate will be automatically disqualified.
Okay.
Similar to what we did in Virginia.
I guess Biden's going to be disqualified because he's going to pull the shit. That man.
Well, we got to take care of Biden. He's not going to be around too much longer.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But he's a good. Don't like him.
And that's a big thing there.
And Obama and Soros. It's bad.
Yeah. Anyway, we're down to 12 minutes. We're doing pretty good. You know, and we're getting the word out and everything. We did what I need to say. You know.
Yep. Do they want us off the air? Can they come get us here in Florida?
No.
You mean one day our door is not going to be smashed open and the Gestapo is going to come take us?
No.
So if DeSantis is gone, Jeanette Nunes will be the governor?
It's announced by his people the last 2 days behind the scenes is that DeSantis is expected to announce that he is dropping out after he loses big in Iowa and endorsed Trump. That's what's going on.
We don't want his endorsement. Take it and stick it. We don't want him.
Yeah, I understand, but that's
take
what's going on.
Okay.
And Nikki Haley probably after South Carolina and she unified the parties to one candidate. Yeah.
Okay. Then he needs to cross over. How's he doing on that?
Oh, Trump is getting the Hispanic vote. In fact, we could officially announce that there'll be a rally in New York City's Madison Square Garden and the Yankee Stadium this spring, as part of the campaign. And we're also going to do a rally in Chicago, most likely where either the Blackhawks or the Bulls play. It's the same arena. Blackhawks and the Bulls, they do what the Rangers and the Knicks do. They the same idea.
Okay.
Now, unless he wants to do Trump can also do it at the where the Meadowlands is, with the Islanders play. So, not the Meadowlands, in Richard Cole plays.
How many seats are there in Panther Stadium here?
17,000. They change names again. It's not true. It's a nuller name. They keep changing names. But I call it Panther Stadium. I call it Panther Stadium.
What's the largest beer stadium we have here, seat capacity-wise?
The Hard Rock Stadium where the Dolphins play, that's about 80,000.
That's what we need. Mm. That's right. Absolutely. You know?
Anyway.
You know what they should do at Super Bowl? They should give the halftime show to Trump.
I don't know. That's something they got to work on. Anyway, we'll do this. Do you want to hear the snake poem?
Absolutely. I'm in for any mic
test. Yeah. Okay. This is dedicated to all those people that are going after that believes that the J6 is an insurrection when it's not. This is for the Pelosi's and all the people that backstab Trump, like Mike Pence and stuff like that. And this and of course all the illegals that come across the country, the border, and stuff. Anyway, this is a snake poem. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she taken had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, oh heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried that woman, "and you bit me even. Why? And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. That is the snake poem, and it's very appropriate because all that snakes are coming in across the country and that open border, we don't know what's going on around the country. And it's deliberately done by the communist regime of Biden and all his supporters, which is just the communist of socialism. Also, DEI is another name of socialism and racism and hatred. And when you get rich, like Al Sharpton supporting DEI and CRT, you know you're on the wrong side. And you're part of that, you know you're on the wrong side of the law. That's a snake in itself. And I knew Sharpton for many, many years, and he is a big time and others. So, again, we're down to the nitty-gritty. We got a show on Wednesday at 8 p.m. So tune into that, Block Talk Radio. Scarlett, you want to say something before we end the show?
Yeah, I'll be back on Wednesday and keep you posted on what's going to go on. I say they don't do shit to nobody. I think that Congress is a big walking pussy crap. But that's my opinion, you know? I believe Trump's going to win. I believe that something really bad is going to happen in this country because the animals are coming over that border. God bless Israel. God bless this great, great nation, the great experiment. I love it here. I don't know how you cannot love it. You get to do everything and anything you want and live happy and be great. And this is Scarlett Butler saying, good night, all. Bye.
And we'll see everybody. I'd like to thank everybody. First, I want to thank everybody in the chat room that goes in and out and everything else and all those millions of listeners around the world. We're over 130 nations worldwide. And we're also not only on this radio show, but also in our podcast. We do. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast is heard by more than 130 nations worldwide. And we'll continue to make a difference as our voices are heard for the truth. We're getting information out to countries and to people that won't get it elsewhere. I'd like to thank Judicial Watch in finally helping out and exposing all the garbage that's happened in J6. Epic Times is another one doing a movie. Plus, you got You got our friend Capital Punishment, Nick Searcy. He's got a movie coming out, second part. And there are others coming out about what's happening and voter integrity and all that stuff. There's a movie coming out on voter integrity showing the illegal activities done in 2020 and 2020. And we're not going to allow that to happen again this time around. Like I said, we are taking care of the drop box. We're arresting all the people that try to cheat. And if you have to go to the Secretary of States and the supervised elections and stuff like that in each individual area of the state to arrest them all, we will do that to prevent cheating. This is not going to happen the second time. Lessons learned. God bless you all and have a great evening. See you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the